From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rusty Nelson reading Whispers of the Gray Bull by Stephen B. Smart. Now let's begin with the prelude of Whispers of the Gray Bull. 1868, Canvas Creek, Wyoming. Vern Krager rode into a stand of aspen, leaves fluttering in the light breeze. The scent of leather and sweat mingled with fresh alpine air as he surveyed the secluded meadow nestled high on the steep side of an isolated ridge. He tied his horse and pack mule to separate trees and walked to the mule's side to loosen the rope securing the left pack. He removed a small hammer and a long, narrow object tightly wrapped and tied in thick canvas, and he laid it several yards from the stock at the edge of the trees. Still wary, he glanced across the meadow where a massive limber pine stood alone. Then he bent to unfold the canvas package, exposing a rusty 14-inch-long bayonet. He slid the bayonet and a small hammer into his belt and started across the meadow to the tree. He knew once in place, only a keen eye would notice it, and even less likely would anyone understand its significance. The marker that would guide one from Krager's hidden trail to the ancient Indian path that existed further up the ridge. Through the years, Vern and his brother had taken great care never to leave even the slightest trace of a connection between the two, and they intended to keep it that way. For over a year, the two brothers had meticulously planned every detail to transfer the gold from their isolated mine.